From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,086th consecutive performance of the oldest living broadcast in radio history, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring George Morgan.
My window faces the south. I'm almost halfway to heaven. Snow is falling, still I can see fields of cotton smiling at me. Yeah, my window faces the south. And though I'm far from the Suwannee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth. My window faces the south. Don Slamon. And though I'm far from the Suwannee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth. My window faces the south. My window faces the south. Thank you.
Our star, George Morgan, and a great song by Window Faces the South. Well, thank you, George, and welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. And since you're already at the window, suppose you take a good look and tell us who you see on hand for tonight's big show.
Well, a real big show it is, Grant. For instance, I see the sweetheart of the Opry, Miss June Carter, on hand. And then there's Archie Campbell.
Yes, and not very far off is Chet Atkins and Grandpa Jones and Tommy Vaden and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our special guest for the evening, that laughable, lovable group who do such a great job of entertaining, Cousin Jody and all the country cousins. Yes, sir. Well, Jody and the cousins will come tearing out here in just a few minutes. And right now, it's time we heard from a boy who never tears anything, well, that is, except his britches, the sage of Bull's Gap, the Honorable Archie Campbell. Here he comes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, June Carter. As I gaze out over this vast audience, Mr. Morgan, I see please. As I gaze out over this vast audience, I see doctors.
Doctors.
Lawyers.
Yes.
Housewives.
Housewives.
Businessmen.
Yeah, businessmen.
Bootleggers.
No, not bootleggers, Art.
I'll appreciate your vote, friends and neighbors. Excuse me. And when I'm elected president, I promise you... Where's my notes? I've lost my notes.
Well, Archie, your notes are in your vest pocket right here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there they are.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I am elected president, I promise you as soon as I can find the place, I promise to meet Mabel behind the barn at midnight.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
You gave me the wrong note. I promise also that when I'm elected president, I'll have Marilyn Monroe in Congress.
Whoa!
And I guarantee you that when she stands up and wiggles, she'll put a motion before the House. And I further promise that I'll have as head of the War Department the First Lady of the Grand Ole Opry, June Carter. As head of the War Department. Now, she ain't going to be able to do much fighting, but when she opens that big mouth of hers, she'll scare them to death. What this country needs, friends, is reform. I thought I told you to stay in the truck. This country needs reform. We've got to do something about the corn crop. I'm going to do something for the farmers when I am president. We're going to do... Please. I understand the corn crop. Some of you farmers ain't getting over 3 or 4 gallons of the acre. And I promise that when I'm elected, I'll do something about the corn crop. Hey, friend, I don't recognize your face, but your breath's familiar. And another thing is the potato crop. When I'm elected president, we'll do something about the potato crop.
What about the hay?
I'm going to come down there in a minute and knock you conscious. Hey. And another thing is the wheat crop. When I'm elected president, I intend to do something about the wheat crop.
What about the hay?
Buddy, I'm talking about food for human beings. We'll get around to you jackasses later.
Thank you, Archie Campbell. You do have a time, don't you? You and your hay. Well, it's guest time on the show, so let's bring him out here and let him know how happy we are to have him with us, Cousin Jody and all the country cousins. Jody, well, welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
We're sure happy to be here, George. You are, yeah.
Hey, you know, that's quite an outfit you got on, Jody. It fits you like a glove.
My clothes fit me like a glove, George?
Yeah, a boxing glove.
Now,
don't get mad. I'm only kidding, Jody. Your clothes are all right, but let's drop that subject and talk about something else, huh? You know, you're in a lot better shape than you were the last time I saw you.
What do you mean about that there, George? What do you mean, George?
Well, the last time I saw you, you were having a little trouble, and all we could hear was Jody hollering.
Hey, let me out of this dad blessed jail. I said, hey, let me out of this jail. Let me out of this jail.
How come you in jail in the first place?
Well, it was just like this here, Jackie.
Jody. Jody, you're supposed to sing.
Oh, excuse me, I'm supposed to sing, yeah. One day I saw a pretty gal just standing on the street, and since I am so handsome, I thought we ought to meet. I walked right up to her and said with a silly grin, now how about splitting a banana split, that's why I'm in the shape I'm in.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Oh, that's the meanest
thing. He didn't know she was a policeman.
Till she hit me and I went a flippity-flop, a flippity-flop, flippity-flop.
Oh, it's not flippity-flop, then.
We sent out for a doctor, but they brought back a nurse. And when she looked into his eyes, he felt his liver burst. We opened up his mouth and put her hand right down his throat. And when she pulled it out again,
she had a blue policeman's coat.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Oh, I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Ooh, that's a rough
he didn't know she was a policeman.
Till she hit me and I went a flippity flop, a flippity flop, a flippity flop.
No, no.
And now he's in the jailhouse as happy as can be. And he's got a pretty little blue-eyed cop sitting on his knee. We know you won't believe it, but it's the gospel truth. He's married to a policeman now.
Who thinks that I am awfully cute?
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Oh, I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Ooh, that's a rough
he didn't know she was a policeman.
Till she hit me and I went a flippity flop, a flippity flop, a flippity flop.
I said flippity flop, but knots on my head, didn't she?
And now that it's all over, he's got just this to say. Don't try to split a banana split or you will look this way. And if you see a pretty girl, just look and think and stop. Cause underneath that old sack dress,
she might just be a lady cop.
Cause underneath that old sack dress, there might just be a lady cop.
Ah, that's wonderful, Jody. Just fine. Things are really rolling on the show tonight. How about it, George?
Well, now, are you speaking musically or tobacco-wise, Grant?
Well, both, George, both. You see, this does happen to be the Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco Show, and you have to admit that for pipe or roll your own cigarette, Prince Albert has what it takes. Mild and mellow flavor, smooth and easy-going taste that seems to suit all kinds of smokers just right.
Well, why not, Grant? Prince Albert is always so fresh, and it's crimp cut, too. So in a pipe, it packs right, burns steady and even, and in a making cigarette, it rolls easy, stays put. Smoke satisfying and cool without those unpleasant hot spots.
Well, that just about says it, George, but there's one little thing that I'd like to add. Neighbors, don't take our word for it. You try Prince Albert yourself. The proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Hot Knife Joe!
Hey, little chick, wave and see, wave that pretty girl home, making the hands up four and take a little dip. Swing your corner, swing it, I said. Swing it on, swing it on, swing it, little girl, and mark it on, everybody dancing. On you go, to the chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Swing it on, swing it on, swing it, little girl, and mark it on, everybody dancing. What do you say? It's all for another day. Later on, lady, chin on the stone, later on, chin on the chin on. When you're home, and turn the left. Ladies on the inside, gently out, all hands up and dance about. Then play to the left and turn to the right. Everybody dance, it's Saturday night.
Well, thank you a lot, Tommy, and dancers, thank you so much. But right now, George, it's your turn once more. So what have you selected for this spot?
Well, Grant, it's an old song, but it's a beautiful one. And real familiar to all the Opry audience. They've heard it 100 times before, so with their kind permission, I'd like to do it once more. The beautiful song, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. We hope you enjoy it. Somewhere the sun is shining. Somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush, then thy sad repining. God lives and all is well. Somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew.
I just know everybody enjoyed that so much. Thank you for singing it for us. But now, we're going to move on with this show and present the fine guitar playing of one of our Opry regulars, Chet Atkins, with a number from one of his great albums, Walk, Don't Run.
Chet Atkins. As usual, you did a wonderful job. Well, now it's time we introduce that sweetheart of the Opry, your girl and mine, Miss June Carter. Here she is.
Hi, June.
Hello there, George. I was looking for that old Archie Campbell. Did you know he's got him a new television show?
A television show?
Yeah, and he had a private showing of one of the films on it the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I went over there. I wanted to see it. And I said, I want to get in to see this thing. And Archie said, well, where are you going to see it? And I said, well, I'm supposed to be here. I've got a box seat.
A box seat?
And he said, well, maybe if you'll wear a long coat, nobody will notice it.
Oh,
he had this television show that he wrote himself. He narrated it. He acted in it. He was the cameraman. He was the makeup man. He was the director and the producer, and the poor old thing sprained his ankle running out front to applaud for himself.
Yeah, that sounds like Archie.
Yeah, but you know, I'm kind of scared of television myself.
You're scared?
Yeah, I don't care too much about it. You know, when you're doing personal appearances, like if you're over in Knoxville, Tennessee, well, you can do a show over there and you can lay an egg and, well, just the folks in Knoxville know about it.
Well, that's right.
You can go over at Memphis the next night and then forget all about it. You can do good.
That's right.
But if you lay an egg on television, you've just laid it all over the country. So, you ain't laid an egg.
What do you mean you ain't laid an egg?
You've laid an omelet.
An omelet?
Yeah, omelet.
That's true.
No, I'll tell you what. He had so many hams in that show, it ought to have been... Well, I'll tell you the truth, he ought to have had it in the smokehouse is where he ought to have had it. They gave me a part in it. It was a little show, and I had the part in Tea for Two.
Tea for Two?
Yeah, I was one of the used tea bags.
Is what
I was. Yeah, that was me. But you know, I'm pretty familiar with that teleprompter they've got. I know quite a bit about it. We've got them right up here in Nashville on all the street corners.
Now, wait a minute. We don't have any teleprompters on street corners.
Yeah, that's where I got familiar with them. You've seen them up there. They say, walk. Don't walk and run like a Dickens.
All right, Junie.
This is Ferlin Husky. You know, the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. The proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffin', and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Well, it's guest time once more, and here are Cousin Jody and the Country Cousins with another of their great numbers, No Help Wanted.
She's cute, little thing that you ever have seen. Got a cute little walk from the hip of the house. She's thick at the little and bottom at the top. Do you need any help?
No help on it.
You could use a little help.
No help on it.
Call on me if you need any help. Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
Yeah, I can handle this job on myself.
She's a little big booger, cute as button, as sweet as sugar. I'm gonna buy her diamond ring and we'll get married in the spring. Do you need any help?
No help on it.
You can use a little help.
No help on it.
Call on me if you need any help. Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
Yeah, I can handle this job on myself.
tonight. We're gonna do our finger prick when the music starts to swing and sway. We're gonna dance till the break of day. Do you need any help?
No help, pony.
You could use a little help.
No help, pony.
Call on me if you need any help. Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
No. I can handle this job over myself.
Okay, Jody, thank you. And thank you for being our guest this evening, which brings to the front another Opry regular, Grandpa Jones and his banjo, and one of his late releases, Ladies' Man. Pa, take it away.
Old men love wine, and the ladies love silk. The piggies, they love buttermilk. And ever since this world began, the ladies love the ladies' man. I love singing songs with the ladies. I love dancing along with the ladies. Whilst ever I can breathe or see or stand, I'm bound to be a ladies' man. The squirrel, he loves a hickory tree. The clover loves a bumblebee. The flies, they love molasses. And the ladies love the ladies' man. I love to shake a toe with the ladies. Whilst ever I'm alive on waterland, I'm bound to be a ladies' man. The blackbird loves the blackbird's nest. The dude he loves his quilted vest. Ragged tag or spick and span, the ladies love the ladies' man. I love to roll my eyes to the ladies. I love to sympathize with the ladies. As long as I know sugar from sand, I'm bound to be a ladies' man. Eat more than watermelon juice, or possum pie, or roasted goose, or soppings of the gravy pan. The ladies love the ladies' man. I was naturally gallant for the ladies. I was born with a talent for the ladies. You'll find it on the map in the contract plan. I was bound to be a ladies' man.
Yes, fine, Grandpa. It's fine. Thank you so much. And George, time is getting a little short here, and I wonder, before your last song, if you'd like to tell us a little about your coming tour.
Well, Grant, I'm going from here to Las Vegas, Nevada, out to California for a few days, then back to Nebraska. We go to Minneapolis and end up in Wisconsin. Boy, takes quite some time.
Going to be quite a tour, George, and all the luck in the world to you. Now, would you do for us that big new record song that you got out for Columbia, Who Knows You the Best?
Thank you.
There are two sides to every story. I've listened to him and to you. You told him you loved him, that he is the one, but you said that you love me. So I wonder who knows you the best. He only knows the good, I know the rest. I know the side from him that you hide. So I wonder who knows you the best. Here's Roy Wiggins now. Who'll be the first to tell him you love him and then let him go?
I know he can't see what your love did to me, but he'll learn when it's too late to know. So I wonder who knows you the best. He only knows the good, I know the rest. I know the sight from him that you hide, so I wonder who knows you the best. Yes, I wonder who knows you the best. That's it for this time, neighbors. It was certainly nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And listen next week when Flatt and Scruggs will be doing the honors with George Hamilton IV, the longest guest. Till then, this is George Morgan saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Change to Camels. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking satisfaction. Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.